When I was a newly ordained priest, I was living at the cathedral as the vocation director. And at that time, there were a number of retired priests living there as well. And one very kind priest was Father Bobby Lee. His name was actually Robert E. Lee, so we'd make fun of that. But we called him Bobby. And when he was in his 60s, he had a very bad stroke. It was so severe that he had to relearn to talk. And the stroke had damaged his memory, so he had to carry a little card with him in his shirt pocket to help him remember things. And whenever he met someone, he would write their name, his or her name, right on the little sheet and put it in his pocket. And then whenever he was talking to the person, he'd look at the sheet so he could address the person by name. So one morning, you know, I showed up for breakfast, and I was kind of bouncing down the stairs, and I got to the table, and I asked him, So, Bob, what's your schedule for today? And he started by saying that someone was going to pick him up because he can't drive. Pick him up and take him to the nursing home so that he would say Mass there. And then in the afternoon, he would be taken to another nursing home and he would say Mass there. And then he told me that he had a number of nursing homes. That was his ministry. And then I said, you know, the priests here in Portland, in the Portland area, are very lucky to have you to take care of all of the nursing homes. Because if you weren't there, they'd have to do it themselves. And then he said to me, oh no, Danny, I'm the lucky one. I'm lucky that they let me say Mass at the nursing homes. Now, I retell that story, whenever I do, I can't do justice for what this humble and holy priest did for me that day. In my cocky kind of way, which I can be at times, that reeked of a patronizing tone, thought that I would help him feel better and wanted, and by telling him how valuable he was, even if he only took care of the nursing homes, and that someone even had to drive him there. And I have to admit that I was humbled by his answer. He was grateful and appreciative of the opportunity to do ministry, no matter what it was. He considered himself the lucky one. You know, I bowed my head that day, I remember, and I said to myself, you arrogant little priest. If only you had 1 ounce of humility, as Father Lee has, you wouldn't even come close to being the priest he is. And I thank Father Lee for this gift he gave to me. And I remember him often. On the day of the institution of the priesthood in the Eucharist, I'm reminded that all of this is such a gift. And our only response of it all is sheer gratitude for how lucky we are to listen to God's holy word and to be with him at Calvary as we participate in the Lord's sacrifice for us, made present in all eternity at this Passover meal, the Last Supper. You know, sometimes people will tell me how fortunate the parish is that I'm assigned here. And that is not true. I really am the lucky one to have been assigned here, to be in the company of such good people of faith who have let me come here into their lives and have opened their homes and their hearts to me, and who love God really more than I do, and have sacrificed more for God than I have, and who inspire me to want to be a better priest because they're just so much better. And the only reason why we did all the things we did during this year of the pandemic is because you have faith. And we, as the priests, when we were talking about, we are so lucky, you are willing to do all the crazy things that we came up with, like parking lot masses and adoration and confession in the parking lot, outdoor rosaries, live streaming masses, the crazy pop fathers we did. And you went to it all. And if Father Lee teaches us anything, it's to show the gift of gratitude for all that has been offered to us. And that's the first step, the very beginning step of holiness. And because of COVID, we can't wash the feet, you know, this year, as we usually do on Holy Thursday. But we know that humble service to Christ is the great gift. We know that we are so fortunate to serve in the name of Christ. To believe that people are not fortunate or lucky to have someone help them, but we believe that it is a privilege to be able to help in the name of Christ. And that's what an unbelieving world finds so unbelievable. How different things would be if our first disposition, the real feeling in our hearts, is to believe that we are so lucky. We are fortunate and grateful. I will hear parents say, you know, about their teenagers that we should just be lucky that they still come. We're not lucky that they come. Teenagers are lucky to be able to come. You know, I know this is not what they believe. But shouldn't they believe that? You know, it may be true that we are lucky that we have a choir when in normal days. But hopefully in the hearts of every choir member is the conviction that he or she is much luckier to be able to sing to God in praise in this place. We are fortunate that we have great altar servers and lectors and Eucharistic ministers here for our five churches. But my prayer is that each and every one of them in their hearts is convinced that each one is much more fortunate and lucky to be able to honor God by being an altar server and serve God at the altar, or read his holy word in the midst of the people, or to give the body and blood to others. Do you believe that you are the lucky one to have the spouse you have, the children and the parents you have? Or do you think that they should be lucky to have you? You know, I remember a line in a movie that struck me once when a father said to his son, "It has been such a privilege to be your father." What beautiful words to believe, not just say, but to really believe. You know, as we celebrate the beginnings of the Eucharist, we know that Eucharist means thanksgiving. Meister Eckhart, a 14th century mystic, said, "If the only prayer you ever in your whole life was thank you, that would suffice." And Chesterton said, "When it comes to life, the critical thing is whether you take things for granted, or you take things with gratitude." A grateful person who really believes himself or herself to be lucky and fortunate in this life lives very differently in this world and lives closer to God than he or she probably ever realizes. You know, Father Lee was a great gift to me in teaching me how to be a priest. Not doing a lot of things, but first having the great gratitude and love for God for having the privilege to be able to do what I'm allowed to do. I learned from him that it comes from the heart first. We all get to do this tonight because of what Jesus did this night. We are the lucky ones to be in the presence of the holy sacrifice of Christ on the cross through the Passover meal of Jesus at the Last Supper on this most holy night. Hopefully, if COVID teaches us anything, it teaches us that we could quickly lose it all. So tonight starts the Triduum, and the first thing we do at a Triduum is celebrate the Eucharist, the great thanksgiving for all that will happen to Jesus in these next few days. And because of it, we have eternal life open to us. How fortunate we are to be here.